Become a Devoted Student of the Word by Joe McKeever. Read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from Deuteronomy 4:8. What great nation is there that has statutes and judgments as righteous as this whole law which I am setting before you today? Late one afternoon, I rested for a couple of hours in the home of friends in Macomb, Mississippi, before attending a church banquet where I was to speak. I noticed in the living room shelves contained all the writings of Jan Caron, the novels of John Grisham and David Baldacci, and others. Looks like we read the same stuff, I thought, and another thought occurred. The reason you won't find those books in shelves at my house is after we read them, we're through with them. We pass them on to family members or donate them to Goodwill, but one thing we never do is pull out one which we've read before to read again, just to see if we missed anything the first time, though. And yet, we do this with the Holy Scriptures all the time. Every time we pass through a familiar chapter or well-known story, we find something new, something we had not seen before. It's an amazing thing. This is precisely what the Lord promised would happen. Matthew 13:52 contains the only mention of this in Scripture and its keeper. Therefore, every scribe who has become a disciple of the kingdom of heaven is like a head of household who brings forth out of his treasures things new and old. Imagine that. A homeowner who goes into his safe or a chest of valuables and counts all the deeds, money, jewels, and other keepsakes he has owned through the years. But every time he does this, he finds new treasures. A pearl ring this time, a $100 bill the next time, and so forth. He'd come often, wouldn't he? Jesus said a scribe, that is, someone considered an expert on the Scriptures, who gets saved now returns to the Scriptures that he loves and where he has found all those precious truths and insights. He finds them there, all the riches he has loved over the years, but lo and behold, every time he comes, he makes a new discovery. And so it is with opening the Word of the Lord. There are so many reasons for God's people studying and living in the Scriptures. Jesus called it our bread, Matthew 4:4. Job said it was more than his necessary food, Job 23:12. David called it a lamp unto his feet, a light unto his path, Psalm 119:105. Paul said it's the source of faith in Romans 10:17. If you call yourself a sincere disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no excuse for not becoming a devoted student of his word.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe, where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.